We both knew we shouldn't be doing this, yet we found ourselves here, talking a lot, more and more, sneaking in phone conversations, sending naughty photos. Days went by and you brought a smile to my face. And turning line here, the suggestion of sex hidden in what you didn't say. It was only a matter of time before we knew we'd meet two strangers from the internet. I knew about her and you knew about him. And honestly, it felt like a weight being lifted. Being able to talk to you about it, putting it out there in the open and not hiding anything. So when you confessed that you were also married, I felt relieved. Being on opposite sides of the country was both to our detriment and helped us stay away from one another. But only for so long. We knew it would come to this. There was a magnetic pull. There was a spark of what we'd lost in our lives that we found again in one another. We spoke about meeting halfway, but realized there were no cities we wanted to visit in the middle of the country. So we met in Seattle. A longer flight for you, but a place where no one knew us. I counted down the days until I'd be able to walk freely with you, us wearing both our rings, appearing as though we had exchanged them with one another. I dreamt of you holding my hand, feeling the sensation of your fingertips tracing the lines in my palm, just aching for your lips. I wasn't used to a man touching me like that. It'd been years. Those days were excruciating in length, yet the excitement built and built. Oh, my body was missing your cock. A cock it longed to know. I felt empty without you, even never having felt you. I needed you, and I know you needed me too. You stepped off the plane and sent me a text. My flight had landed first. It was rainy and I was a little damp. We had had to exit on the tarmac. I knew what you looked like. But I wasn't quite prepared for you. For the whole of you. Anticipation built as I waited and waited. Watching strangers greeting loved ones with hugs in the arrival area. I kept my eyes peeled for you. You're wearing a red shirt. You told me. I already knew what you looked like, though. I'd stared at your photo so many times. You were imprinted into my brain permanently. Oh, God, I can't recall the countless times I'd fucked myself to the image of your face looking back at mine. Smiling so sweetly. Being stern with me. Pinning me down. Making me worse. My breath hitched when you arrived at the top of the escalator. It was you. You were perfect. Without skipping a beat, you walked straight up to me, released your hand from the handle on your suitcase, and pressed your body against mine. Oh, I liquefied into you. I was submerged in you, your ocean, your depth. We were swimming together in front of all those people. All of those strangers. Our lips danced, and to onlookers it would appear as though we had simply been away for a while. Maybe on a business trip. Maybe you'd been overseas. No one would have known this was the first time we'd felt the warmth of one another. The first time I'd felt the firm grip of your fingers digging into my torso with the message. That you couldn't wait to rip my clothes off. You helped me with the suitcase as we got into the taxi, and minutes later we were at our hotel. We knew we had all weekend, and even with this primal urge, making ourselves wait much longer would only make this better. We ate at a small cafe and shared a bottle of wine. The way you looked at me across the table as you held my hand and spoke warmly about your week made me feel so at ease. It was even easier to talk to you in person. We walked around the theater district and found ourselves buying tickets for a new release. More slow torture. More build up. I knew I'd be sitting next to you for almost 2 hours, resting my head on your shoulder, smelling you, thirsting for your touch. As the lights dimmed, you moved your hand to my knee, brushing back and forth the thumb against my skin. I think only 10 minutes had passed when you slowly started grazing your fingertips higher up my leg. I closed my eyes and a little moan escaped me. I uncrossed my legs and you knew exactly what to do. Your fingers moved further and further up my leg, and I pulled my skirt up a little bit. I took in the sensation of it all, your touch, and the smell of stale popcorn, the other moviegoers rattling their boxes of overpriced candy, the slurps of soda out of the straw from the man behind us. And still, your fingers trailed up and up, dancing along my skin. I parted my legs and waited for you. I needed you so badly. I felt you tease the outside of my panties, then go down the inside of my thighs again. And suddenly you stopped and brought your fingers to your nose, inhaling deeply. You took one finger into your mouth and pulled it out slowly, wetting it. Oh, my eyes widened. Slowly teasing me again, you trailed your fingers up and up my leg, between the promise of my soft thighs, gripping a little with your fingers, massaging with your one hand all the while remaining in absolutely controlled composure. No one around us had any idea what was taking place. And the music in the movie started to build. You moved my panties aside masterfully with your fingers and slowly plunged into me. Back and forth. Oh, you were toying with me. But I knew I couldn't let myself come. Oh, I repeated in my head over and over, don't come, don't come, oh, don't come. Oh, it was almost too much. Your fingers felt too good, even though I knew your cock would feel so much better driving into me, splitting me open. Oh, I wanted to devour you. I wanted you to devour me. I wanted our skin to smell like one another. If the theater had been less crowded, fuck. I would have been on my knees or bent over your lap, taking your throbbing length in my mouth. As you plunged faster and deeper, I moved my hand to the outside of your pants and felt what I wanted so badly. Thick and beautiful, warm and pulsing, you wanted me to. Just when I was on the brink with no way back, you stopped what you were doing. Removed your fingers and composed yourself. Taking that same hand, you straightened out my skirt, returned it to my knee, and squeezed gently. Then you leaned over and brushed your lips against my cheek before whispering, "Soon,